Here we are in the season of Advent now, the beginning of a new liturgical year, in which we find ourselves preparing for the coming of Christ once more this year at Christmas time. And Advent is precisely that. It's a time of intense preparation, time of prayer for the coming of Jesus. In fact, that is the theme of the first Sunday of Advent's readings. The theme of being watchful, being vigilant, being prepared and ready for that day of the coming of Christ. We know that he has come once already. He's come in history some 2,000 years ago in his nativity in Bethlehem. But we also know he will come again at a day and an hour we know not. In fact, not only will he come at the end of time, but intermediate between now and then will be his coming to us at regular intervals, coming to us in the Word of God, coming to us in the Eucharist and then in the sacraments, coming to us in those whom the Holy Spirit sends our way day to day. Christ indeed comes to us all the time. And I think it's a worthy practice during Advent and perhaps our whole lives, each morning to ask for the grace of the Holy Spirit to see Christ when we encounter him each day. Encounter him in our spouse, our children, our co-workers, the poor, those who God may send our way this day. And to examine our lives at the end of each day. There's an old and ancient practice called an examen, in which usually at the end of the day, at night, one examines their own conscience. How have I failed to meet, or how have I perhaps met, Christ this day? And tomorrow is another day. To prepare ourselves so that if Christ calls us to himself in our sleep, we are ready to go. Being vigilant also means being prepared, being ready. Advent is always the 4 weeks, or more or less 4 weeks, preceding Christmas. And Christmas coincides with the time within the year, which is very important. At the birth of Christ, it comes at a time when the night begins to recede. We are now in a time just within our calendar year in which darkness is upon us very early. I know after daylight savings time, I'm always thrown off because I feel like it should be midnight when my body just says, go to bed, and I look at the clock and it's 5 o'clock. And it's a time in which the night is very long. The darkness is very long. But Christmas always marks the beginning of the recession of the dark and a growing of the light, such that when we arrive at Easter time, the hours of the day finally overcome those of the night with the vernal equinox. And so Advent is a time in which our senses should, in a sense, be enveloped in what occurs around us in the natural world. The powerful symbols of the darkness and the light, of the cold and the warmth. And we prepare ourselves this Advent for the coming of Christ the light, as we hear in the Exultet at the Easter Vigil, the morning star who never sets, Christ our light. It is that daybreak at Christmas time that we long for and we prepare ourselves for this season of Advent. And so let us spend every day from now to Christmas being prepared, being watchful and vigilant. We know Christ will come again at Christmas time. he does every year on December the 24th at night. But we should prepare ourselves every day to encounter Christ. Every day he comes to us. And in fact, he comes to us now in this liturgy, in word and in sacrament. He comes to us in his most precious body and blood. Are we vigilant? Are we prepared to meet him this Sunday of Advent? The beauty of Advent is that we have almost 4 weeks to prepare. So if we fail this week, we have next week and the week after. But spend this time well. It's a time in the year, I know, where we can become very busy. If we're involved in school in any way, there's a lot to do there. And it's a time where we plan family gatherings, and we plan dinners, and we plan shopping, and we plan all the hubbub of the season. But make sure that we insert into there time to prepare for what it's actually all about, the coming of Christ. And we have to do it intentionally almost, because there's so much secular pull on our time and attention. We have to intentionally insert vigilance and watchfulness and prayer and preparation into the season. We have to have a mind to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, as St. Paul says. To put him into our hearts and into our homes. To put him into the season of preparation every day, so that we are ready and watchful and vigilant to encounter him when he comes. He has come then, he will come in the future, and he comes to us now.